Yo, what is going on, guys? It's the JVL Primetime Sports Podcast, and we are back again with another episode. I'm your boy Jay, and you know, Cole's Dre. Yep, your typical host of this podcast. So, yeah, I mean, where to start? Aces just had the game against Seattle the other day. Well, yesterday. It was nice seeing AC again. I'm not gonna lie. They had a little tribute for her in like the beginning of like before the game started. I may have shed a tear or something, because that hit home, and I'm like, dang. And then AC was, you know, just being as emotional as she was. She was trying her best not to cry, but we all know she was feeling it. But yeah, it was good to see her again. Met her for the third. I think it's the second time. Took a little picture with her. It was nice seeing her again. So it meant a lot seeing AC, because you know, we missed her over here, and we're glad that she came back to say what's up. But you know, yeah. But other than that, we had a tough loss last night, unfortunately. The score was 90-83. Very unfortunate. The first half, we did pretty good the first half, but then the third quarter came around and it went down from there. And I think what did it for us, like you said earlier, was the turnovers we had that game. So, it was a tough one. But stat-wise, I want to say NECA and Skyler really did it to us. I was like, dang, that's crazy. But aces wise, I mean, Asia may have been rusty, but she still had a double double. But I was able to tell that she was rusty simply because the turnovers, and then sure, free throw percentage went down that game. I'm like, dang, I think she's just trying to get back in the flow. But yeah, Dre, you weren't at the game yesterday, bro, unfortunately.
Yeah, personally, I had to work, had to pull a double duty, two departments at one time.
Oh, it's a tough one. But we'll talk about our stats.
Me, personally, I don't know what's going on with the Aces lately. It seems like they get the ball rolling in the first half, and they kind of get comfortable in the second half. And it's been like that since the Spark game.
Yeah, we were.
It's like
pretty off.
I feel like it's a chemistry thing. I know a lot of people will say, "Oh, it's the beginning of the season." Like we're almost at All-Star weekend, and they're still having these chemistry issues. It's like, yeah. if Asia's not scoring, if Jackie's not scoring, if Drew Lloyd or Chelsea Gray or just like those four, if they're not connecting, then it seems like the Aces have been struggling to like find those other pieces to like accommodate those four. And personally, I don't know what could happen for them to be able to turn that around.
Honestly, I'm gonna go off what Asia said on her post. The post is that I mean, I'm gonna say how she said it, but she said in the post that they just need to get their ass beat to wake up. Honestly, and I mean, I agree. And I'm not taking words out of her mouth. I'm just kind of going off what she said. But she was talking about how she spoiled the fans. She spoiled everyone with how good we played, our great players, and like everyone adjusted. And another thing that I've noticed from last night's game is that, I mean, I will say like Jackie had a slow start, but she did also end up with 22 points at the end of the game. Asia, 20 points, 14 rebounds. She still had a double double, but like I said earlier, she had she was just coming back. Off, she was gone for what, three games? I think three games is what, like, dang, was it three games? I don't know. It was like a week?
No, it was four. I think it was four.
Well, she played against they played against the Sparks. She left, I think, during the third. It was the third quarter. I think it was in the third quarter she left that game early because of injury.
No, that game would have been a four if she would have missed it. The Seattle game would have been four, but she made that one.
Yeah, so she missed three games. And we played without Asia, we were playing good, but like the way we played when she came back is like they didn't play how they didn't how it was when she wasn't on the court. But another thing is that Aaliyah did her thing on both defense and the offensive end. But I think we just gotta get beat just to wake up, just like Asia said, and I totally agree with her on that part. And I love my team down for sure. And I'm always representing them and, you know, repping them. That's my team forever, you know, you feel me? But it takes, I think it just takes us to have, like, a lot more losses in order for us to go back to playing actual Aces basketball. And I don't blame them. I know there was a lot. Our defense was not as good last night's game. We did have we did have a good first half. We were leading by one, I think, going into the third, and then we had all these turnovers. And third quarters haven't been our best, so it just wasn't there. I was like, dang. But I mean, we just gotta get beat a few more times. But I think we just gotta wake up. Who knows? But I still repping. They just gotta figure things out. Like more than anything,
I feel like their bench needs to contribute more.
Yeah,
because there's no reason why Dana Evans played 15 minutes and she attempted three shots.
Yeah, that's true.
Tiffany Mitchell played 10 minutes. She attempted two shots. My thing is like, I'm not saying you supposed to just come into the game and just automatically shoot, but if you come in off the bench and you playing 10, 15 minutes. And you're still expecting starters to score or shoot, then what are you on the floor for? Because at that point, you're just taking up space. Like, you're like a decoy, but it's a decoy that's not working. Because if we know that if you come in the game and you only attempted one to three shots a game, then we're not going to guard you because we know that you're not going to shoot anyway. You're just going to look. You're going to make it look like you're going to score or try to attempt to score just so you can pass the ball out. And it's like, okay, we don't need to guard you because you know you're not going to shoot the ball. So when you have players like that comes in and they're not pushing the ball, they're not looking to score to try to give the starters some type of break, some type of rest, then it's going to make them hard because they're still not getting a break.
Yeah.
And I feel that's what the bench is supposed to do. Like, your bench is supposed to come in there and help the starters either extend their lead or cut into the deficit. Yeah. Because if you have two people playing 25 minutes and they one of five, okay. What was you doing else on the offense?
Yeah, you're not wrong. Getting Aaliyah coming, I feel like, yeah, the bench didn't work on something going on there. I feel like I just got to figure that out. But I am proud of how Aaliyah played, man. She had 13 points, and she was still playing how she usually played. I think she shot, like, 4 for 5 on that. Let me see.
She shot 5 of 9.
5 of 9. Oh, yeah. See, you know, those are pretty good. Like, she still attempted it, and she had a pretty good field goal percentage, 55.6, pretty good. Aaliyah did her part on the defensive end, but I feel like it just wasn't enough. I feel like our problem is the defense. We can't have a good offensive run without a good defense and have a good stop. And Jack even said in the post conference also that I watched recently before we filmed, defense. If we don't have defense, then how are we gonna get the offense? You know what I mean?
Right.
But we'll see what happens. We come back. We're playing again tomorrow. We're going against Indiana. I'm hoping we'll be able to do what we can to pull it off. And I'm pretty sure Asia is going to do her thing as a leader to make sure everyone is there, you know, able to do their thing, do their part when they're on that court. But, you know, always repping the team. It's just we're going through it right now. It's a rough year for us. I can't lie. Like, changes, and there's a lot of adjustments that need to be made. Like, everyone just has to, like, wake up and, you know, play Aces basketball, because we have not been playing Aces basketball recently.
Right.
But I still got love for my team till the wheels fall off. Even though we were losing, yes, I did not leave that arena until that clock hit zero. And when that clock hit zero, maybe caught a few people and then headed after that. But who knows? I mean, we are almost halfway through the season, so we'll see what we got going on for this season, for the rest of the season, and see. Just gotta drill ahead on and see what we can pull off.
If they don't, if the Aces plan on turning it around, they better figure out something before All-Star break. Because after All-Star break, if Aces plan like this, they might want to start looking towards that lottery pick.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, we'll see what happens. But I do want to talk about the WNBA so far and the teams, how the team has been looking so far. How do you feel about the teams as of right now, halfway through the season already? How are we feeling about the teams right now? How do you feel?
I feel great. I'm not going to lie. There's a lot of teams that I didn't expect to be where they are, but they're awesome teams that I did expect to be where they are. Minnesota, New York, we expected them to be in the top two.
Yeah.
Phoenix is killing it. I called it. A lot of people didn't see Phoenix being one of the hottest teams, even though they had pretty much a rebrand, a whole new team. And I was like, oh no, yes they are. I caught it before the preseason even started.
Yeah, the Phoenix was looking pretty good, man.
I said Phoenix was going to be good before they even got with Natasha Cloud. That's how I knew Phoenix won't be good. Like, you just,
yeah, Phoenix is pretty good, man. I just knew it was going to happen.
And then Atlanta.
I expected it though. Atlanta does look good too.
Atlanta's looking good.
Just like I thought.
Seattle's looking amazing.
Seattle was looking really good.
The only reason why I didn't expect Seattle to do good because they had just lost Jua Lloyd. So it looked like they was going into like a rebuild mode. But no, they came on and fooled everybody. They said, no, we ain't rebuilding nothing. We just going to come.
Yeah, they've been going crazy, man. I was like, dang. Hey, I will say, though, we'll get Seattle next game. The next time they come out here is on Asia's birthday, and we ain't losing that game, bro. Not on Asia's birthday. There's no way we're losing that game. Not again. Nah. Because by the time that come around, I'm pretty sure everyone's going to have everything figured out. But WNBA, like, the team have been looking good. Phoenix, I didn't have any doubts about them. I was just excited to see how they were going to pull off this new, a rebuild, new different team. I was excited to see how they were going to play. Ever since the season started, I was excited. You said what?
It's six rookies on that team.
Yeah. I was excited to see how they were going to pull everything off. And ever since the season started, Phoenix has been my second favorite team to watch play next to the Aces. I always watch my Aces, whether we win or lose, regardless. But I like watching Phoenix. And shockingly, a lot of people were talking about Golden State. Well, not a lot of people, but a few people were thinking that Golden State wasn't going to make it. But the way the Valkyries been looking, they've been looking pretty good too. I think they're like 6-6 right now.
I feel like a lot of people were saying, a lot of people was, I wouldn't say they was doubting Golden State. I just feel like people figured, you know, it's their first year. We're not going to put too much pressure on them. We're just going to do like a filler and see how it goes.
Yeah, I feel like people are saying that they're not going to become, they're not going to make it all the way. But the way they've been playing, the way they've been looking recently, I think they'll at least get to the playoffs. But the Valkyries, I love watching how they play too. Like, come on, like Valkyries was crazy. Like, they're doing pretty good. And I got to give props for Nat. She's a really good coach. She has been doing pretty good with the Valkyries. And the Valkyries look good. I'm excited to see them when they come out here. I'm going to be a little upset, though, seeing, you know, Tiff and Kate not on our side of the court. But it's okay. Because, I mean, Valkyries have grew to become my favorite team. One of my other favorite teams during the season, because they're pretty good. And I have no problem how they're looking. And then the Sparks, how the Sparks looking?
I'm waiting for the Sparks. I'm waiting to see how the Sparks do when Cameron Brink comes back.
Yeah, same. I'm actually really excited to see how that goes. I don't know. Do you know when she's coming back? Do we know when she's coming back?
I have no idea. It might, if anything, it might be after All-Star break. I feel like it makes sense. There's no point of trying to rush her now when you literally got less than a month before All-Star break.
Yeah, that's true. And then I think I'm actually excited to see how things are going to be when Megan finally comes back and when CPT is able to play again.
But the crazy
honestly,
part,
we need them really bad right now, but just expectations. We'll just have to keep doing what we can until they do come back.
But the crazy part, if I was the Sparks, I'll actually wait to see how July goes.
Yeah.
Because right now they're second to last in the Western Conference. So yeah. I will wait until the end of July to see how the record looks. And if they're still below 500, I'll just sit Cameron out for season.
Yeah.
Because if you're not competing to make it to the playoffs, there's no point of trying to rush her back.
Exactly.
Now, if they could somehow probably get to like fourth or compete for third, then I'll probably bring her there. But
yeah,
right now, I'll just see how July goes. And if it's not, just sit her out for the season and let her come back fully healthy. Let her go do her thing at Unrivaled next season.
Yeah.
And then come back ready to go.
Exactly. I agree with you on that 100%. I think Ray is still injured. KP was out for one game, but she's coming back this upcoming game that we have that comes out that's tonight. So we'll see how that goes. But I mean, I'm excited to see how everything goes. I mean, I think right now, in my opinion, especially about the Aces, I just think we just gotta keep getting beater or something to wake up. But I'm always there for my team no matter what it is, win or lose. And I'm also really excited to see what the rest of the WNBA season got in store, because I really have no idea what else to expect, to be honest. Phoenix did their thing. Phoenix, I ain't gonna lie. I mean, they might have surprised me a little bit, but then I saw them play. I'm like, yeah, they're solid. So that's the WNBA season. Anything else you want to add about the WNBA season this year?
You know what I feel like the WNBA should do?
What?
I feel like the WNBA should get rid of the lottery.
The lottery? Why do you say that?
Because I feel like Connecticut is going to have a worse record than Dallas.
Huh.
But somehow Dallas is going to get the number one pick.
Is the number one pick again?
Yeah, because it's a lottery.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you're right. Yeah, yeah, you're not wrong. Yeah, no, I agree with you on that one, too. But I guess we'll never know, man. Like, who knows what Kathy got in store. I don't know, honestly.
That's one thing I like about the NFL. Like, if the team with the worst record get the number one pick.
That's exactly. That's true. Isn't it like that with NBA too?
No, they do the lottery.
They do a lottery? So it's just a lottery that's why, with basketball in general.
Yeah, because Dallas got it.
Dallas did get the lottery. Yeah, it's true.
They're about to get what's his name? Cooper Flagg.
Cooper Flagg. Oh yeah, they got Cooper Flagg. Is it? Cooper was a freshman. They're
about to draft him.
Oh yeah, he was a freshman in college.
Yeah, he played for Duke.
Yeah, but he's going to the draft. Yeah, that's crazy. He's tough, man. He's really good. I can't lie. But
yeah, he should. He's getting compared to LeBron.
That's insane. That is insane.
But that is kind of hard though.
Yeah, that's gonna be tough.
I wouldn't want that.
Me neither.
That's like when Anthony Davis came into the league and they was comparing him to Bill Russell.
Oh yeah. They were. They gotta stop doing all these joints. All them joints. There was WNBA. Dang. This is a long shot, but who do you think is gonna make it to the playoffs on WNBA? Since we're almost halfway through the season already, what do you think?
Minnesota, New York, Phoenix, Seattle, Atlanta. If Sparks can get healthy, if they have a healthy lineup, they can possibly make the playoffs.
I think we can make the playoffs too.
I'm not gonna lie. I want to say the Aces, but I don't trust that. I don't trust the bench. I don't, especially in the third quarter. Like, if you like the past four games, if you look at it, the Aces were either close or they were winning. But as soon as they go to that third quarter, it's just like one of the biggest collapse. And then you got to spend the whole fourth quarter trying to make a comeback. And if you want to try to make the playoffs, you still have to play New York. You still have to play Minnesota. You still got to play Atlanta. You still got to play, even Dallas having a bad record, you still got to play Dallas. Because even in that game was too close.
It's yeah, like, that game was close. That game was really close.
If you let them get off like that in the third quarter, and then you got to spend the next 10 minutes in the fourth trying to dig out of that hole, depending on the team, it's not going to happen.
Can't be mad about that opinion. I think it's still possible.
It's possible, but it's like,
if you think about the NBA, Golden State. What was Golden State before they were what, like an A seed or the 10th seed?
It was like the 10th,
and they made it to the playoffs, like, and they made pretty far, but they ended up losing in game 7. I forgot who they were up against, but I mean, You're not wrong. I agree with you on that, definitely. But I'm gonna have to see what I'm gonna have to see, man. I don't think maybe part is partially because I partially because I can be biased because that's Aces. But the way things are looking, I think I don't know. But I'm not losing faith yet. We're looking. I think we just once we start getting together. I think I just have to wait. Honestly, I think I'm just really waiting for the more important games that happens in September, August into September, because those are the more important games coming up going into the playoffs. I think those are the ones that are more important. So I just got to see how things look by then or going up to then, because we still don't have Megan and we still don't have CPT back. And if they can do a huge change when they do come back, who knows what's going to happen from there.
Yeah, see, don't see August and September do matter because those are like crunch time games. But if you, because right now they're five and seven and they're at seven seed. So it's like if you continue to perform the way that you perform, when you get to August and September and you got that losing record, those games not even gonna matter. At that point, you'll just be what how they put it. You'll be the team that's trying to knock other teams out of the playoffs. If you continue to play the way that you play, because if you keep expecting them to have a big fourth quarter in order to win, then oh, they're going to get tired. Because at that point, now you're relying on your starters to go out there and play 30, 35 minutes, sometimes 40 minutes. And then they're like, oh, well, why are they not playing the bench? Because they don't trust the bench. Then it's like, okay, if you don't trust the bench, why are they on the team? Then you're going to start getting rumors, and then you're going to start getting people complaining. Well, if you're not going to use them, then why do you have them?
Still true.
And
Still
then you
true.
get to another question. It's like, okay, if they're not going to be on the team, then who are you looking for? Who are you looking at? And then that opens up a whole nother question.
Yeah. I guess we'll find out what happens. I guess we'll see because they do have a game tomorrow, so let's see how they pull off things and get things together. But how since we're talking so much about half since we're already halfway through the season and All-Stars coming up, who do you think is gonna be an All-Star? Who is gonna make it to the All-Star?
Oh, I'm not gonna lie. They came out with that fan vote. Throw
Man,
that whole list away. Bro,
dog,
why anybody from Indiana? Why is everybody from Indiana there?
get me started, bro. Don't get me started, bro. That is crazy because last night after the game, me and a few of my friends were just kicking it. We were talking, you know how we're always kicking after the game just because, traffic could cut down. We don't want to deal with all that traffic and all that. Tell me why. Tell me why. Sophia Cunningham has more votes than Jackie. Tell me why Sophia Cunningham has more votes than Jackie.
Oh, I can tell you why. I can tell you exactly why. I
Let's
can
not get
tell
ca
you.
let's try not to let's try not to get canceled here. Let's try not to get canceled here
I'm not gonna get canceled. So
though.
Sophie Cunningham has more votes than Jackie because Sophie Cunningham is out here putting people in chokeholds now.
That's
If you,
insane.
bro, she went from like 307,000 followers to like 800,000 since that incident. Like, bro, people is rocking with Sophie right now. It might
That's
be for all
insane,
the
bro.
bad reasons. I'm telling you, she gonna mess around and choke somebody in the All-Star game. She's
Nah,
slowly
bro.
turning to
I
Sophie
couldn't believe it.
Draymond Green.
Bro, I couldn't believe it myself. I couldn't believe it myself. That's insane, bro. Everyone in Indiana is on that thing, bro.
Yeah.
That's insane, bro.
The only people that I seen that was in the top 10 that I voted for, excuse me, was Kiki, Fee, and Asia.
Yeah. Definitely. I think they've been getting my votes every day, bro. Every day. But
I'm like, how Lexi get up there? I was hold on, wait a minute. Like at this point, y'all just vote for everybody that's in Indiana.
I know, bro. I don't know what it is. Maybe there's people doing something to these emails that's causing it, but I don't know. I don't want to cause anything, but it has to be some. But I don't know what it is exactly, and I'm like, I don't get it.
But something going on. They don't seem right.
There's something going on, and it just don't seem right. It don't look right. It don't feel right. So, but I guess we'll find out what happens. But honestly, I feel like this should, I don't know. Also, going to be interesting. I'm convinced that's going to be like mostly Indiana players, bro. And I'm like, bro, why? Why is that the case? You know what I mean? But you know.
And another thing, they are going to be in Indiana.
Yeah, they are going to be in Indiana. It is in Indiana too. I forgot. Also, in Indiana this year. But we'll see what happens. But is there anything else you want to add before we wrap things up? Or wrap things up here.
WNBA is bigger than ever. It's going to continue to grow. And I'm going to enjoy every part of it. That's one. Number two, go Phoenix. Dubs in the chat. And be blessed.
Be blessed. Oh, God. But WNBA, I agree with everything there. Except I'm still rooting for the Aces. I got to. That's my team. But I respect you and Phoenix. Phoenix is tough this year. So I can't say, I have nothing to say about him. They're good. They're good, so I can't say much about it. But you know, WNBA is gonna keep growing. It's gonna keep doing the thing. Everything's just gonna keep on keeping. I guess you know we'll figure it out this year. So we'll see what happens. WNBA has been very exciting this season, and I'm so glad it's back. But I also hate the fact that we're already halfway through the season almost, which means it's almost halfway through the end of WNBA basketball, but it's okay. But
if you think about it, if we're halfway through the season, that means we're close to the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
If we're close to the playoffs, then we're almost close to the finals. I mean, we're almost close to unrivaled.
Oh yeah, unrivaled. I'm excited for unrivaled. I'm waiting for the season to end. Because the Unrivaled is going to be exciting. We definitely got to go to some. Definitely got to take another trip to Miami. Probably try to be there for more than being able to catch these Unrivaled games. We should plan a trip out there and just do the thing.
Right.
A little vacation, bro. Be solid. But yeah. But anyways, guys, this is going to be the end of the episode. I really hope y'all enjoyed us yapping or yap like we always do. And I don't know, man. Stay blessed, be blessed. And if you enjoyed and you know, all that, we appreciate all that. So yeah. So everyone have a good rest of your day or week, whatever you guys are watching or listening to this. And yeah, we'll catch y'all on the flip side or on the next episode.
That's right.
All right, peace. Y'all. Yep.